45 after on this Tuesday. We talked a little bit about the comments issued in a scathing dissent by Justice Clarence Thomas, who was joined by Neil Gorsuch. Clearly, Gorsuch should be making conservatives happy from everything that they've seen so far. In the dissent, Thomas said that the Second Amendment case that the court decided not to rule on, not to weigh in on, not to hear, raises important questions and warned that the Second Amendment disputes aren't getting the attention they deserve from the Supreme Court. The court's decision reflects a distressing trend, wrote Thomas. The treatment of the Second Amendment is a disfavored right, he wrote in part. From a second case out of San Diego, also equally important, Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He joins us now. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Great to talk to you.
I guess it's clear if the court ever decides to hear another gun case, because one of the other points that both Justice Thomas and Gorsuch made was the court hasn't heard a gun case in more than 7 years. They turned down two yesterday. One that I just mentioned, the second one, actually might be a little bit in favor of gun ownership rights because it upheld the rights by not weighing in of two men from Philadelphia who had their gun rights restored because they had been convicted of nonviolent offenses. And the court said, it's a high misdemeanor, therefore we're going to let you have your guns back. Wasn't a felony per se, but carried similar penalties. What do you make of Neil Gorsuch so far? What do you make of the decisions not to hear the cases?
Well, Neil Gorsuch has been voting 100% of the time so far with Clarence Thomas, and also not just voting the same way, but signing on to the same opinions. Every opinion that Thomas has put out, Gorsuch has signed on to. Thomas has kind of been the libertarian part of the Supreme Court for a long time. And so it's kind of interesting that Gorsuch seems to be lining up closely with him. Of course, you know, there hasn't been that many cases yet that he's been involved with, but it's still an interesting pattern there.
It's certainly early. You're right about that. It's early, but it's so far he's lining up. If conservatives were questioning how he would rule on various matters, I think it's become clear. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, it's a great point that Thomas made in his dissent. The treatment of the Second Amendment as a disfavored right, and basically the Second Amendment's being ignored. And so we could have all sorts of great cases sent up to the Supreme Court, but if they decide not to hear any of them, what difference does it make?
Well, I agree. And you would think things like the California case, the so-called Peruta case, was one where you've had conflicts between the circuits, which is what the Supreme Court often uses to decide whether or not to hear cases or not. And, would have been an obvious case to go and try to resolve those differences there, and it was an important case. I mean, in California, you're essentially banned in any way from being able to go and carry a gun outside your home. You're banned for what they call open carry, as well as the case dealt with particularly with so-called concealed carry. And I think. It's important for safety and other reasons that the court would have heard that case, and unfortunately they didn't.
No, they didn't. Ironically, I will point out, though, that Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor said they would have been happy to hear the case about a blanket restriction on anybody convicted of a crime not owning guns. See, so they're happy to hear those cases. Of course, they weren't joined there either. Meanwhile, we've got this other situation we don't have a lot of time to talk about, but 20 school districts in Colorado have now set up gun training programs for teachers and administrators, which, you know, whenever the left hears stories like this about teachers being trained to protect the students, oftentimes they spin out. They go right in the ditch because they're like, well, more guns are bad, when actually some studies have shown that administrators that are properly trained can be a very big asset in a moment of need, correct?
I guess the question is, what's the alternative? If you have a uniformed police officer there at the school and there's an attack, they're likely to be the first people shot at. If you're just going to depend upon the police to arrive on the scene, you know, a lot of these places, particularly more rural schools, you could have, you know, 20 minutes, a half hour or whatever. But, you know, you're talking about cases where minutes matter. Even a couple minutes, even a few minutes, a lot of damage can be done. And if you have some teacher who's not known to the public who's going to be able to carry, then that makes it risky for anybody who's going to go and attack there because they're not sure who they have to worry about who might be able to stop.
Is this what we would call a model program for the state of Colorado? What do you think the intentions are of the state going forward?
Well, I wish it was more mandatory that they had to let the teachers be able to go and carry or administrators or staff. I think for a lot of schools, you're going to have kind of politically correct type decisions being made there that unfortunately aren't going to enhance safety. But at least you have some school districts that have done it, and you know at least those will be safer than you otherwise would have had.
Well, you know, when you get to a lot of different districts, you know there are teachers out there that would certainly carry if they were allowed to.
Right.
That'd be true across the country, you know. So until we get a uniform agreement on that, we'll probably be stuck here on a case-by-case basis. Dr. John Lodge, you can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. You can check out his most recent book, The War on Guns. Dr. John Lott, as always, thank you.
Great talking to you.
Have it. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. If you want to find out anything about guns, that is the place to be. Research papers, information to battle your liberal friends, anything you need, it's right there, crimeresearch.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.